So you come to Sapulpa, and that had to be a joyous reunion with Kitty.
It was a joyous reunion with Kitty. 2 weeks later, I went to work.
What was that job?
I worked for Otesco. You remember Otesco, John?
Oh, I sure do. Oklahoma Tire and Supply Company.
I worked for them for 26 and a half years until they folded. They went out of business.
There's a Jewish connection there.
Oh, yes. The Sanditons, of course, owned Otesco. Five brothers came from Eastern Europe. They formed the company. And the first store was not in Tulsa. The first store was in Okmulgee, Oklahoma. And later, when I worked for them, at their peak, they had about 700 stores in Oklahoma and surrounding states.
Do you think it helped that you were Jewish, that you got your job there?
I don't think so, no.
Right.
It helped that Kitty and her husband knew one of their top salesmen in the Sapulpa store.
Otesco, of course, was a big presence here in Tulsa. This is where their headquarters were, right here.
Oh, yeah. For a short time, I worked in the Sapulpa store, and then I transferred to the warehouse.
For 26 years in the warehouse. What did you do there?
I was a stocker and order filler, mostly a restocker. It was a big operation.
So that was a good job for you.
It was good. Really, to tell you the truth, warehouse work, I chose it because I just didn't feel like waiting on customers. Again, you have to smile all the time, and you get flack from both the customers and your supervisors. Now, in the warehouse, it's only your supervisors you have to interact.
Did you meet any of the Sanditon brothers?
Yes, I did. They were still alive. I met Herman Sanditon, one of the brothers.
I think there was Sam and Morris.
Yes, and there were Julius. At the time, Julius was the CEO of the place.
It was a good company to work for.
It was. Of course, they didn't pay well, but we had something that the company offered. It was called a retirement trust. You didn't contribute to it, only the company did. And, of course, for the real young guys, that wasn't much of an incentive because you don't think that far ahead. But they paid the very minimum wage until the union came in, you know, the Teamsters Union came in there. But they didn't do too much for us because the Teamsters Union is mostly a truck driver's union. So we were kind of like their stepkids. But yes, it was a good company to work for.
But that retirement fund, that was good for you.
Oh, yes, definitely. Of course, the company went bankrupt.
Yeah.
For about a year, I couldn't get to my money because it was tied up in bankruptcy court. That's the one time that I was really happy that government was involved.
But your retirement fund, you eventually received.
I eventually received it. And I was able to reinvest it in IRA. And that's part of my retirement.
To this day?
To this day.
That's wonderful.